Today on The Verdict with Pastor John Monroe.
Here is the word of God to you. Yes, to you. Fear not. These words come from the living God. It's not surprising that one of the most common commands in the Bible is fear not.
Welcome to The Verdict, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor John Monroe, Senior Pastor of Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Sometimes fear can keep us from making a dangerous choice, but other times our fears can get in the way of making any decision at all, and we become trapped and unable to move forward. So today, we're discovering the biblical cure for our most debilitating fears. Here's Pastor John Monroe.
Some of you today are afraid. You're afraid of the future, afraid of losing your job, afraid of failure, afraid of dying. We saw last time that fear is one of the most common of human emotions. No matter who we are, none of us is exempt from fear. So it didn't surprise us then that one of the frequent commands in the Bible is this: fear not. And we're learning that we can obey this command. We can face our fears with the strength of God and in His grace. In Jesus Christ, we have the assurance that the all-powerful God who made us and redeemed us is the God who is with us, and He'll never leave us. So let's learn what it is to face our fears and to mount up on wings like eagles. These words we're going to read today are some of the most beautiful, comforting words ever written. First of all, the command, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Here it is. Are you listening? Fear not. That's a command. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Over and over again, Isaiah asks the rhetorical question, do you know anyone other than this God? Is there anyone greater than the Lord? No, fear not because of who the Lord is. I want to give you four descriptions that Isaiah gives us of the Lord. There are many. First of all, the Lord is your creator. Isaiah 40:28, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He doesn't faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He is the creator. Not only God is our creator, Isaiah reminds us, He is our redeemer. Again, Isaiah 43, verse 1. The Lord not only is your creator, He is your redeemer. But now, says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. The Lord is your creator, number one. Secondly, the Lord is your redeemer. Third, the Lord is your savior. Closely linked, of course, with the concept of redemption, but that's Isaiah's theme, that the Lord saves. Look back to chapter 43. Isaiah 43, verse 3. He told us in verse 1, fear not. Why? For I'm the Lord your God, Isaiah 43, verse 3, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior, Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you. Yes, he's redeemed us. He has saved us. Chapter 43, verse 11. I am the Lord. We thought of that several weeks ago. The Lord, Yahweh, the self-existent one, the great I am, the eternal one. I'm the Lord. And besides me, there is no Savior. Is there anyone else who can save you? Is there anyone else who can forgive your sins? Is there anyone else who can take you from darkness into His marvelous light? Is there anyone who can deliver you through death and take you into God's eternal presence. Do you know of anyone? And Isaiah is saying over and over again, no, there is only one Savior. Peter the Apostle puts it this way, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus himself is going to say, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father apart from me. No, there is only one Savior. Chapter 45, verse 22. Here's the command. Turn to me. The old King James says, look to me and be saved. Why? Why look to the Lord? He's the only Savior. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. This is a message not just to Israel, not just to Americans, but to all people. Why? For I am God and there is no other salvation. We're told today there are many ways to God, there's many ways to salvation. And Isaiah would say, and all of Scripture would say, absolutely not. The Lord God is unique. There is none like him. That there is none like our Lord Jesus Christ. There never was and there never will be anyone like him. He is the unique God and he is the only Savior. 45 verse 22 was the verse that Spurgeon, that was used in the providence of God to bring Charles Spurgeon as a teenager to saving faith in Christ, and he was going to become one of the greatest preachers ever. He tells a story that one Sunday it's snowing in London, and he's looking for a place to worship, and he says he finds himself in this small church in the primitive Methodists, and the preacher hadn't turned up, snowed up, Spurgeon says, and he said this man went up to preach. He said he wasn't much of a preacher. He said he's a shoemaker or something like that. And Spurgeon says he was a very poor preacher, but he had a very good verse. That's the secret of preaching. Get a good verse, right? And Spurgeon said he didn't really say much other than saying the most important thing of quoting Isaiah 45, 22 over and over again, look unto me and be ye saved, for I am God and there is none else. Then lifting up his hands, I quote from Spurgeon, he shouted as only a primitive Methodist could do, with apologies to any primitive Methodists here. Young man, look to Jesus Christ. Look, look, look. You have nothing to do but look and live. Spurgeon says, you listening? I saw at once the way of salvation. I know not what else he said. I didn't take much notice of it. I was so possessed with that one thought. I've been waiting to do 50 things. But when I heard that word, look, what a charming word it seemed to me. Oh, I looked until I could almost have looked my eyes away. There and then the cloud was gone. The darkness had rolled away. And that moment I saw the sun. And I could have risen that instant and sung with the most enthusiastic of them of the precious blood of Christ and the simple faith which looks alone to him. That's it. Oh, that someone had told me this before. Trust Christ and you'll be saved. Do you get that? No need to fear your death. No need to fear eternal damnation. Look to Christ. Turn to him and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I'm God and there is no other. He's our creator, he's our redeemer, he's our savior. Fourth, the Lord is your helper. Isn't it good to know? We all like people in life who can help us. Imagine having the Lord as your helper. That's what we have. Isaiah 41 verse 10, we read it. Let me read it again. Fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed. Some of you are dismayed today. You're discouraged. You're down. You're perhaps a little bitter about something. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Verse 13, I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you. Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel. I am the one who helps you, declares the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Imagine having the Lord on your side. Imagine always having the Lord with you. What are you afraid of is the point. He is there to help her, and he's with us in the most difficult and excruciating situations of life, situations which would produce fear and confusion and uncertainty. He's told us this in chapter 43 that I read. When you pass through the waters, I'm with you. Through the rivers, they won't overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you won't be burned. What's Isaiah doing? He's saying, picture a flood that's going to sweep you away. Picture a terrible fire. We've been thinking of these awful fires in California. Think of that. That will make you afraid, won't it? No, says Isaiah. Remember this, that God is with you. Afraid when you're scattered in captivity? Chapter 43, verse 5. No, God's going to bring you back. God is going to restore you. Some of you have wandered away from the Lord. Your heart is hardened. You've fallen into sin. And you think, God won't take me back. I've messed up. Fear not. The Lord is your helper. We read in chapter 43, verse 4, these precious words. You are precious in my eyes. I love you. Here is a God who not only is great, who can create everything, is a God of love, a God of great compassion, a God who is with me. Psalm 121, this Lord is the keeper. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. Psalm 121. He never goes on vacation. He's watching over you. He watches your going in and your coming out. He's your keeper. He's your helper. An old woman in the village was asked why she was not afraid during an earthquake. How are you not afraid? She says, I rejoice that I know the God who shakes the world. Shaken, battered, bruised, life unfair, tragedy come, injustice, yes. But do you know God, the Creator, the Redeemer, the Savior, the Helper? And this God can be trusted. In a changing world of fears and anxieties, God is our unchanging and unchangeable rock. We've seen that over and over again from Isaiah 44, verse 8. He is this everlasting rock. Unchanging and unchangeable. God is always 100% reliable. Friends can let you down, family can let you down, counselors can let you down, the best of people can let you down, but God never, ever, ever fails. He is 100% faithful, and God never gets tired of us. You ever gone to someone for help and you realize you're kind of irritating them? Right? Someone comes to you and you think, oh, not again. I guess I've got to be nice to this person. Try and help them a little bit, and you're grudging. God's never like that, is he? Faithful, compassionate. His character is constant. He's a faithful God. Whatever your fears, the Lord is with you. Creator, Redeemer, Savior, and Helper. Will you stand and read this verse? I want to wake some of you up. You're getting too comfortable there. Hebrews 13, verse 6. A short verse. Let's read it thoughtfully. Beautiful verse. And as you read it, say, is this true? Ask God to help this to be a reality in your life. Read it with me. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Let's read it again. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Amen. Please be seated. What are we to do? We are to replace fear with faith, our trouble with trust. Obey the command. Don't focus on the tough circumstances. They will produce fear. Stand on the promises of God. We live in a world when it's difficult to know who to believe and what to believe. Think of the spin of the politician, the hyperbole of the salesman, the hype of the advertiser. But God's word is absolute truth. This book is absolute truth. God cannot lie, and He's spoken in His word. We believe in the inspiration of Holy Scripture, that when God speaks in His word, or when the Bible speaks, it is God speaking. When the Bible speaks, God speaks. Our culture says there's no absolute truth. It's all a matter of opinion, personal preferences, your truth. Postmodernism is built on the absurd foundation that it is a fact that there are no facts. Just your personal viewpoint. It's all your opinion. That's what you think. That's cool, man. You're okay. I'm okay. Isaiah has reminded us, hasn't he, in chapter 40, verse 8, that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. The opinions of men and women come and go. They have their ideas, they have their viewpoints, they have their opinions, but they're all, in a sense, swept away. And in the difficult times of life, many of us have experienced, I know here, that we stand on the Word of God. It is God's absolute truth. It is, as the psalmist says, forever settled in the heavens. It is God's eternal Word. So, think of what we've read today. When God tells you not to fear because He's with you, trust Him. When God tells you not to fear because He will strengthen you, trust Him. When God tells you not to fear because He has redeemed you, you belong to Him, and He's going to help you, trust Him. Don't you believe God? Are you really questioning God? The answer to your fear is faith. Faith not in yourself, not in a physician, not in an employer, not in your resources, not in your family and friends, but trust in God, the Word of God, the rock of ages. His promises are unfailing. His promises are unassailable. His faithful promises flow from His immutable, His unchanging faithfulness. Isaiah is saying this. There's only one God. There's only one rock. There's only one Redeemer, one Savior, one Helper. Therefore, trust Him. This is what it means to live the Christian life, isn't it? Living by faith, different from the world, isn't it? Standing on the faithful, unchanging promises of God. I'm not minimizing your difficult circumstances. I know some of them excruciatingly difficult. I understand you've been shaken. I understand you're fearful, but listen to the word of God. Fear not. No situation is too difficult for Him. No situation is too insignificant for Him. He'll never leave you, says the psalmist. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that'll scare you, won't you? Walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I spoke to a couple who are this week who are literally there. Walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For you're with me. And your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That God watches over us with the gentleness of a shepherd and with the vigilant protection of a mighty warrior. Therefore, don't be afraid. Fear not. When Alexander the Great was asked how he could sleep soundly when surrounded by so much personal danger with his enemies around him, he replied that Parmenio, his faithful general, was watching. Alexander the Great could sleep soundly because he knew that his mighty warrior was protecting him. We have a more powerful watcher than Parmenio, don't we? The psalmist says, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people from this time forth and forevermore. The Lord is watching you, sister. The Lord cares for you. He's protecting you. He's keeping you. He won't desert you. He will give you all the grace and all of the strength you need. Therefore, fear not. You're about to have surgery? Fear not. You're beginning a new career? Fear not. You're alone, a spouse, close friend has died? Fear not. You've been abandoned or betrayed by a husband, by a wife, by a family member, a friend, a parent? Fear not. You're starting a new school, a new job, a new situation? Fear not. Yes, with God's help and in His grace, not only can you face that fear, you can soar high with wings of eagles above them. Are you still fearful? Fear not. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He doesn't faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What's God saying to you today? Two words. Fear not. Will you pray with me? And will you take these fears and remember that God is your creator, that God is your redeemer, that God is your savior and your helper. Father, we thank you for your gracious word. It comes to us how we need it. We're people of fears and anxieties. And so we thank you for these magnificent words written thousands of years ago. But they have come to us today with power. May our faith be strengthened. And may those who don't know Christ look to him today and be saved. And may we who know the Savior fear not. May we mount up with wings like eagles. May we run and not be weary. May we walk and not faint. And we ask it in Christ's wonderful name, our Savior and our Redeemer and our Helper. Amen.
This is The Verdict with Pastor John Monroe. Today's message is titled Facing Fear, and you won't want to miss John's closing remarks coming up in just a moment. We sincerely hope that you're finding this study helpful as you think through the challenges and fears in your own life. Perhaps you've been worrying about your family, or perhaps it's finances, and you're wondering how to trust God when there's so much uncertainty. Well, to help you sort through the biblical answers to these critical questions, John has written a guide called Trusting God in Tough Times. We'd love to send you a free copy of this helpful booklet today. Just go to our new website at theverdict.org and download or request your copy of Trusting God in Tough Times. And before we end today's program, we invite you to help other listeners who are looking for answers and hope by giving a one-time donation of any amount to support The Verdict Ministry. With your financial gift, you're helping us share God's word with new listeners across the globe. So if reaching others with the gospel is something you're passionate about, consider giving a financial gift today to support this ministry. Whether it's $5, $50, less or more, it's easy to give today when you visit theverdict.org. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our daily podcast, now featuring John's weekly podcast exclusive, Avizandum. To learn more about this new topical feature, just visit our website. Again, that's theverdict.org. Now, with his closing remarks, here's Pastor John Monroe.
Well, what's your verdict? Have you learned to face your fears? Do you realize that the answer to fear is faith? The answer to your troubles is to trust God. Today, I'm saying to you, let not your heart be troubled. Trust God, fear not. He's with you. Wait on the Lord today. Spend time with him and know what it is to mount up with wings like eagles. Another common problem which we face is unanswered prayer. It's our next subject in our series, With Wings Like Eagles. Join me then.
Thanks for joining us today on The Verdict. I'm Michelle Davies. Today's program with Pastor John Monroe was produced and sponsored by Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina.